We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So much going on here. Want to jump into something, though, that's getting lost, and they're hoping it's getting lost. I started with the show with it because it's actually the biggest news story today. The biggest news story is always the one they're not talking about, the one they hope you don't notice. You know, if you notice, I hadn't really talked much about that TikTok bill, the one to ban TikTok. Because it hit me really wrong, and I knew something was up, and I knew it would shake out if I waited a couple of days. Because here's the thing about TikTok. If you want to read this, I mean, it is truly jaw-dropping. It's an investigation by Forbes, and it was done last year. And what they found was that the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm, they produce the propaganda that Chinese children are forced to take in. That the Chinese people are forced to take in, the very Chinese propaganda arm registers with the federal government and then runs all the news on TikTok. Let that sink in. This will be the first generation of American kids raised by the Chinese Communist government, propagandized too by the Chinese Communist government. What are the messages in these, get this, tens of millions of views that the Chinese Communist Party propaganda arm racked up? Hate America, hate freedom, pro-Marxism, hate Republicans, vote Democrat. And they even were running what essentially are campaign commercials against Democrats and for Republicans, trashing everyone from Ted Cruz to Marco Rubio, mostly with lies. Okay. When you look at that, what do you think you'd pay for tens of millions of views by young voters? What would that be worth, do you think, Lee?
I have no idea. That would be a ton of money, though. That would be a huge in-kind contribution.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. Got to be, right?
Absolutely.
Got to be. Has the Federal Elections Commission looked into this? That looks like foreign interference. No, they have not. So I was very confused as to why the Democrats suddenly all of a sudden want to ban TikTok. That didn't make any sense. I mean, the Communist Party is practically cementing their control over a whole generation of Americans, teaching them to hate their country, hate freedom, hate individual liberty, and love Democrats, because all those things go together. So why would you want to... Oh. See, there's this thing about the bill. Get this. It does not ban TikTok. What does it do? It's got to be something bad, right? Or the Democrats wouldn't be all for it. It's called the Restrict Act. And really a better name for it would be the Arrest Elon Musk and Shut Down Twitter Act. Because that's what this bill actually does. And this is terrifying. I was wondering how they'd manage to drag him out in handcuffs. I thought they'd get him on some kind of securities trumped up charge. Yeah. But it looks like they're going straight at it. And look, I get it. They need a final solution for speech. It's too much work, you know, to have 80 FBI agents manning social media posts round the clock and just, you know, submitting 12 different government agencies all the censorship requests of anybody who loves freedom and has questions about their government. It's just too much work. You cannot censor everyone, everything all the time. They really need to do it on a platform by platform basis. And I'd wondered, too, how they were going to get rid of like Getter and Gab, because those are popular, too. Well, here you go. This is this. By the way, if you want to know who in the Republican Party hates you and wants to eliminate the First Amendment, go look at the sponsors of this. Thank God for Tucker Carlson. Listen to what this does. This is straight out of communist China. Communist China's passed this in a minute. It says that if you collude with a foreign agent, including passing on information, you are guilty. If you, quote, act in the interest of a foreign adversary. So, you say something that has nothing to do with Russia, but it's against the Democrats. Well, that's Russian propaganda, as we've been told repeatedly by the Democrat Party, right? I mean, anything makes them look bad is Russian propaganda. Listen to this. The bill allows the Secretary of Commerce and the Director of National Intelligence to decide who foreign adversaries are. They get to define it after the bill passed. They also get to define what constitutes acting in the interest of a foreign adversary. And if you read the text of the bill, and I have, it could include transferring information that is in the interest of the foreign adversary. See where we're going here?
Oh, yeah.
So this would allow them to take action against any communications technology, product, or service, or individual who participates in this, and it's retroactive.
Too bad we can't hold President Biden accountable for that, for actions he's taken which have benefited Russia and China.
Oh, yeah, the millions, tens of millions his family has taken from Russian oligarchs?
Well, that and the regulations, putting the sanctions on Russia, which did nothing but drive petroleum cost up, which actually allowed Russia to make more money off their illegal sales. And then, of course, banning the mining of certain rare earth metals in this country and forcing it to be done overseas in China, thereby giving China the cornering the market there.
So basically treason, you're saying?
Well, yeah. That's,
yeah, but it's cool.
Maybe yeah, it's a joke.
He's trying.
Come
really
on,
hard.
Man.
We can't. Yeah. Okay, so the Commerce Secretary and Director of National Intelligence get to define acting in the interest of a foreign adversary. Okay, well, what do they get to do? Oh, they get to define that too. They can take any mitigation measure they want. They have to define it after the bill passes. You don't get to know. To address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person with respect to any property, subject, or jurisdiction in the United States of America. As retroactive. If you are found guilty of having done whatever this is, because they haven't defined it yet, guess what? Penalties include up to 20 years in prison. This is chilling. What other mitigations might they take? Well, that's up to them. Censorship. And honestly, like I say, this is a final solution for speech. They don't want to take a one-on-one-on-one censor approach. I mean, like, Twitter can just go. Right? Just get rid of Twitter. Get rid of Gab. Get rid of Gab. It's gone. Oh, this Rumble broadcast you're watching? That'll go too. Because I one time said that, you know, maybe it wasn't real smart to escalate the war with Russia. Yeah, I'm done. I've already said that. I'm finished. The fact that anybody would sponsor such a horror is telling. Who did it? Here's the horror of it. It's a bipartisan bill. John Thune from one of the reddest states. He's a senator. One of the reddest states in this country, South Dakota. Anybody from South Dakota listening? I got a lot of people from all over the country now. What are you doing? You should be on this man's office front door. You should be in his parking lot. What are you doing? Because the second Biden gets this power, it's over. Musk's in prison, Twitter's shut down, and TikTok is still running a multi-hundred-million-dollar campaign right out of the Chinese propaganda arm, Chinese Communist Party propaganda arm, getting Democrats elected. And we can't even argue about it because we don't have social media accounts. I mean, this is an act of war by these Republicans against the rest of us, and it is horrifying. To hand this kind of property, power over to government. I mean, I guess we have to hope that the Supreme Court stops this. I mean, I don't know what their plan is. Susan Collins, all the people you'd expect co-sponsoring this, the Republicans. So these are the people who want you to shut up. And the fact that they would even do this and lie to you that this bill is a TikTok ban, it just shows you what we're up against. I mean, you're talking about a senator from South Dakota, a Republican, and this is what you get? I can only hope that maybe John Thune is an idiot and didn't read the bill that he sponsored.
Could be the medication.
I hope he's medicated. I mean, I can't understand it. Mark Warner co-sponsored it. John Thune co-sponsored it. Susan Collins, and I had the list right in front of me. I wanted to read it all, but it is horrible.
Usual rhino suspects.
To sponsor, and listen to this. This is the headline in Politico. This gives you an idea what they're doing. GOP rams through TikTok bill over Democrat objections. As House Republicans push for quick action. Oh, I bet they want it quick because they sure don't want you reading this. Who's pushing this, by the way? Oh, look here. Committee Chair Michael McCaul. He's all over Fox News pretending to be outraged because Biden won't give him classified documents on Afghanistan. You want to know who your enemies are? Mike McCaul. He's unfortunately the committee chair. Oh, I bet they're pushing this through. What, are they going to play dumb? Lee, here's my question. How do these okay, the media has already labeled Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump last week as agents of Russia. Do you remember that? Because they don't want to fight in Ukraine.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, they're not going to have campaigns, right? Because they're not going to have social media accounts. How do these idiot Republicans think that we're going to even run campaigns? I guess they don't. I guess they just don't care. Like, go ahead, rush that through before we have a chance to read it. Because I guess once you get it through, we can't complain about it because we're not going to have Twitter, Gab, or Getter, or really social media accounts, or Rumble, or anything like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Politico warns, oh, these Republicans trying to ram through, Republicans, mind you, the Restrict Act. That's the big TikTok ban. I knew something was up, y'all. My spidey sense, when the Democrats are like, yeah, let's ban TikTok. Pass the bill now. Wait, what? But the Chinese Communist Party gives y'all tens of millions of free views at the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars when they run their campaigns for you on TikTok. Through literally the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm. Y'all want to cancel that? Doesn't sound like you guys. I mean, it's nice and illegal. Nobody's doing anything about it. It's the kind of thing Democrats love. Doesn't make any sense. So I kind of sat back because I knew there was a catch. Here it is. What's in the Restrict Act? Well, they should better call it the Imprison Elon Musk and Get Rid of Twitter Bill, because that's what it does. And I bet they're in a hurry to pass this before you figure out what's in it. It targets anyone who transmits data, so that would be an individual poster like me or you, software updates, repairs, provision of data hosting services. What's that? Twitter. And it says that the Director of National Intelligence or the Commerce Secretary of the Biden administration gets to decide, it's up to them, once the bill passes, they're not going to define it, what acting in the interest of a foreign adversary is. What can that include? well, actually, you know, being an agent of Russia for pay, or just passing on something that they view as Russian propaganda, i.e. anything that makes the FBI or the Democrat Party, the Department of Homeland Security, look bad. Because right now, the Biden administration already calls all of that stuff acting in the interest of a foreign adversary, and has taken down millions of posts and tens of thousands of accounts in violation of the First Amendment for those crimes, which are not crimes. It's just being a conservative online with no connection whatsoever to Russia. Okay. They get to define acting in the interest of a foreign adversary. They get to define what a foreign adversary is. And then they get to define what we do about it. This is awful. By the way, these could be past, current, or future transactions. They get to decide what the mitigation measures are. Well, let me tell you what it's going to be. It's either going to be censorship, or they take down the whole platform. So they need a final solution for speech. It's too much work for 80 FBI agents around the clock to monitor your speech and take down your accounts when you criticize the government or dear leader, Joe Biden. Joe, they got to figure this out. They get to decide, Joe Biden's administration, the Commerce Secretary, this Joe gets to decide, and the Director of National Intelligence, on any mitigation measure. They can take any measure they want. Think about that. That is raw power. They can take any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person, property, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. So this is the get rid of Twitter and put Elon Musk in jail. Oh, by the way, get rid of Andrew Torba and Gab, and go ahead and throw in Jason Miller with Getter, which is final solution. That way the FBI can go back to tormenting innocent parents at school board meetings and doesn't have to spend all their time censoring people like me and you online. The only penalty laid out in the bill, because the Biden administration gets to write the rest of them as they go, is the 20-year, up to 20-year prison sentence. That, I'm sure, will be reserved for Elon Musk for colluding with the Russians. Here's Tucker Carlson warning about this.
So you would be allowing the executive branch, the Biden administration, to regulate speech on the internet. And if you are somehow involved with a, quote, foreign adversary, or let's say you oppose the war against Russia, you go to prison for 20 years. So this isn't about banning TikTok. This is about introducing flat out totalitarianism into our system. Now, just because TikTok is so unappealing, just because it's a creepy, low IQ Chinese plot designed to make our kids trans, and it is, that does not mean that the people trying to ban TikTok have your interests in mind. Oh, it definitely doesn't, or America's. Keep in mind, these are exactly the same people who drained our strategic petroleum reserve and, in fact, promote China at every turn. Now they're telling you they're against China. They're not. This is not an effort to push back against China. It's part of a strategy to make America much more like China, with the government in charge of what you read and see, and with terrifying punitive powers at their fingertips.
This is a bipartisan bill. Listen to who sponsored this. Senator John Thune from one of the reddest states in the nation, South Dakota. I mean, with friends like this, we don't even need enemies. He's a Republican. Senator John Thune, just cannot wait to get you censored. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat out of Wisconsin. Deb Fischer, a Republican out of Nebraska. Joe Manchin out of West Virginia. Shame on you, Republicans voting for him. You're out of your minds. Jerry Moran, a Republican out of Kansas. Michael Bennett, a senator and Democrat, out of Colorado. Dan Sullivan, a Republican out of Arkansas. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, New York. These are all the senators who've sponsored this. And Susan Collins, a Republican out of Maine, Martin Heinrich, a Democrat out of New Mexico, and of course, Mitt Romney, because you can't have a good totalitarian crackdown without Mitt Romney. This is a bipartisan bill, and they're trying to ram it through as fast as possible before you and I can read it and realize this Rumble broadcast you're watching right now, bye-bye. That goes. In fact, Rumble goes, along with BitChute, Brighteon, all the other places you see banned video. It's all gone. All of it's gone. Breitbart's gone. They're going to get rid of all of it. Because if you notice, it doesn't even say just social media. It's any platform. So this is the final solution for speech. Because the FBI, I mean, it's hard for those guys. They have to sit up there, as we learned in the Twitter files, 80 of them, full-time. If you're one of my new listeners, this is probably a shock to you. 80 of them full-time, we learned from the Twitter files, Twitter's internal documents released by Elon Musk, sat there during the 2020 election and censored for 12 government agencies, the Democrat Party and the NAACP. I just took down whoever they didn't like and they just got rid of them. They got rid of them, tens of thousands of accounts, millions of posts. Most especially if you were talking truthfully about Hunter's crimes, then you really had to go. It's too much work. It's too hard to do individual by individual. You just need to get rid of whole platforms. And they are. They want to. So this is good. This is an enemies list right here. We know who our enemies are in the Republican Party. John Thune, Deb Fischer, Jerry Moran, Dan Sullivan, Susan Collins, and whoever in the House goes along with this. They're going to try to ram this through before you figure it out. You know what their point? This is what's crazy. This is Republicans. Oh, Biden isn't censoring enough. Let's give him godlike powers. That'll work.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to welcome Asheville and Hendersonville to our WORD listening family. So cool. I'm already getting texts from folks listening to us already on their way to work. Some of them are new, so I want to welcome you to what we do here. If you are tuning in to hear music and you're like, what is this? This is News Talk Radio. Welcome. Please give us a try. Give us 6 weeks. If you have never listened to News Talk before, this is going to be a little bit of a shock. You're used to sanitized news. There's no sanitization here. It's just full-on reality. If you really want to know whether this is worth listening to, listen to us for a year. Watch what I get right. Watch what we get right. Way ahead of the mainstream media and even Fox News. In fact, we're off the show early. We sound strange saying these things because other people are not. Myself in particular. So welcome. Please give us a try. Okay. Inside of Twitter, there are still rogue individuals. Elon Musk has notoriously tried to weed them out. He's fired some of them. He ends up, a lot of times, people get banned for stuff they used to get banned for, and then he will have to go unban them. Listen to what just happened, because this gives you an idea of how the world will work if the Resistance Act passes and Joe Biden is made chief censor. And again, it is bipartisan. Half the sponsors are Republicans. So now we know who the enemies are. Thank you, John Thune. Republicans. South Dakota. I'm still blown away by that. I mean, it's one of the most conservative states in the nation. Went for Trump by double digits. I mean, with friends like that, who needs enemies? A communist Chinese? I'm more afraid of John Thune this morning. And by the way, I'm talking about the Resist Act. This is the decoy bill. They're pretending to be banning TikTok. It doesn't ban TikTok. It lets Joe Biden decide who is cavorting with foreign agents or repeating their talking points, and then they or the whole platform gets banned. So this is the ban Twitter, put Elon Musk in prison bill. But here's what's going on Twitter today. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene retweeted the calls for vengeance and to stop trans genocide, which is not happening, for a trans day of vengeance, which happens to be this week. It was supposed to be the 31st and the 1st of April. Coincided perfectly with the school shooting. By the way, the group behind this, I'm looking at their account right now, the Trans Resistance Network. It's at Resistance Trans. They're still up. Guess who had her account taken? Sitting Congress member Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why? Because She highlighted the Trans Resistance Network's calls for vengeance, armed vengeance. They were raising money for guns, most especially in Nashville. Those tweets calling for that vengeance ran before the shooting. That is remarkable. So she wrote a letter to the Department of Injustice asking for a hate crimes investigation, asking for an investigation into what, if any, medications the shooter was taking, asking to make sure we understand the origin of the guns, that they did not come from these trans vengeance groups, and for an investigation into the activities of the trans vengeance groups. Who do you want to guess got censored? Would it be the Transgender Day of Vengeance folks calling for armed vengeance in Nashville, or Marjorie Taylor Greene asking the Department of Justice to investigate that? That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course. She woke up to find she does not have a Twitter account. Here's why. Twitter says she violated their rules against violent speech for posting what the violent transgender activist group said. So the violent transgender activist group that said this stuff doesn't get banned, but she does, because she's asking the Department of Injustice to investigate it. And they're never going to investigate. They support this stuff. The reason that she even put that up is so that a couple months from now she could point out they never investigated. Unbelievable. Now watch this. Elon Musk does this. He'll go in and reverse it. He'll either find the people who did it inside Twitter. Sometimes it's the algorithm. And he admits he doesn't have the algorithm completely fixed, that it is so set for censorship he can't even find it all. Unbelievable where we are today. It's just, there's no words for it. But wait till you hear what's going on in California. Those of you who have been with me for a long time are going to be blown away, because it is exactly what I told you was coming. Now, why do you care what's going on in California? I mean, we're the voice of the Carolinas. You are in North Carolina. You are in South Carolina. Well, you give the Democrats one more time with control of the House, control of the Senate, and control of the presidency with enough votes to do it. What I'm about to tell you is coming to where you are. And wait till you hear. Let me give you a hint. It's exactly what happened during the Chinese Communist Revolution, where parents were afraid to speak in their own homes because their kids might turn them in. This is that. It's starting in California, and they will do it nationally if you elect them. I'm going to tell you what it is. By the way, those of you who are longtime listeners of Battleground Podcast are not going to be surprised. I forecast this. And as usual, I sounded like a nut because I'm just so early and they're so crazy. When I talk about them, I sound nuts. I'm not nuts. I'm fully rational. They're crazy. Wait till you hear this next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Can you imagine being in your own home with your own children and having to watch what you say because your kids might record you and turn you over to the government? That you cannot restrict them in any way for who they date. You cannot make them go to church. That's a big no-no. In fact, you can't do anything the left wouldn't like. That's the goal. And they're baby stepping their way there. A lot of people ask me in the text, why is the left so obsessed with this transgender thing? It doesn't have anything to do with trans people. They're actually just using them like they use everyone else. No, they want to get to enshrining the concept of self-identity in law. So if somebody identifies as fill in the blank here, no one can interfere with that, most especially the parents. So they're baby stepping their way there. So we watched California become the first trans sanctuary state. What does that mean? If you're in a custody battle with your ex, you want to transition your 11-year-old, go ahead and sterilize them with puberty blockers, because that's what puberty blockers do, and your spouse doesn't want to, if you can move to California or get the kid to California, then his rights are null and void. The laws of other states are null and void. You could do what you want. That was phase one. It passed last year. I told you what was coming. Phase two. Phase two would be where your kid gets kidnapped. If you disagree with transgender ideology, you don't want puberty blockers, you don't want to cut off the breasts of your daughter, you say, hey, you got to wait till you're 18, not my house, they will take your child. Well, that's here. That's, I told you this is where they were going. That's here now. This is the second phase of the trans refuge bill. Only parents who go along with woke ideology get to keep their kids. So, you make the mistake of sending your kid to school and your kid talks to the wrong counselor and your kid says, mom and dad won't let me self-identify as whatever, non-binary, trans. Guess who shows up at your house that afternoon for the kidnapping? State. And they've got a lot of LGBTQ-friendly facilities. They can put your child in. Folks, this isn't about LGBTQ. Trust me. Do you know where they're going? I'm going to have more details about this on the other side. Here's where they're going. Mom and dad are Baptist, Catholics, Jews, whatever. They make me go to service on the weekend. I don't identify as that. Oh, you poor thing. They make you go? Well, no, we're going to send DSS right away. No, they can't tell you what to do. That's where they're going. Right to self-identity. Everything they're doing with transgenderism in these kids can be, once the legal basis is built, transferred over to, hey, you're not sufficiently woke. We're here with the government. We're taking your kid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.